USA Radio News.
More Americans believe the latest legislation to hire 87,000 Internal Revenue Service agents is part of a plan to audit middle and lower class Americans and small businesses. The new poll from the Convention of States Action and the Trafalgar Group found 52.1% of voters believe the new IRS hires will target those socioeconomic groups along with the political opponents of those in power. Attorney General Merrick Garland appears to be clamping down on the potential politicizing of the Justice Department after substantial pressure from congressional Republicans. Garland revealed in a memo sent to Justice Department staff that all non-career employees appointed by presidential administrations will now be prohibited from participating in political campaign events of any form. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Pushback over the crisis at the southern border has made it to the White House press room. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd told Fox News White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is a liar after she claimed illegal immigrants are not just walking in across the border.
But she's deflecting. She's lying. She knows that the mainstream media isn't going to cover this issue. She knows that in large part nobody's going to care because they don't understand what's going on. She does recognize if the mainstream media would cover this. If the American public understood what was going on, they would be outraged.
Blood may not be thicker than water. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom is a vocal critic of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, but Newsom's in-laws seem to approve of the popular Republican. An exclusive report from Fox News reveals contribution records to DeSantis' campaign include $5,000 from the Siebel Family Trust. This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Energy prices continue to rise in Europe.
Energy prices in Europe continue to break records as a Russian gas company continues to restrict deliveries to a major German pipeline. At a summit on energy in Slovenia, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the consequences to households and companies are not sustainable.
What we see is, yes, an energy crisis, but it's mainly a fossil fuel energy crisis. So we need a green solution against this fossil fuel energy crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson began his 11-game suspension on Tuesday. Earlier this month, the league and its players' union settled on the punishment under the NFL's personal conduct policy after Watson was accused of sexual misconduct towards more than two dozen women during massage sessions. The quarterback is not eligible to play until December 4th against the Houston Texans, which is his former team. Check your pantry. Animal cookies sold at Target are being recalled because they may be contaminated with metal. D.F. Stauffer Biscuit Company is recalling its 44-ounce Market Pantry White Fudge Animal Cookies. The cookies are white, covered in sprinkles, and sold in a bear-shaped plastic jug at Target stores. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.